Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Obstacle is the Way, The Timeless Art of Turning Trials into Triumph, author Ryan Holiday draws on the wisdom of ancient Stoicism to offer a roadmap for navigating life's inevitable challenges. With an engaging narrative, Holiday illustrates how figures from history have faced their obstacles and turned them into opportunities, showing that the path to success is paved with the lessons learned from overcoming adversity. This book is not just about enduring difficulties, it's about transforming them into stepping stones towards achieving one's goals. By interweaving anecdotes from the past and the present, Holiday crafts a compelling argument for viewing obstacles not as hindrances, but as essential components of the journey to personal and professional fulfillment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the philosophy of Stoicism at the heart of The Obstacle is the Way is the ancient philosophy of Stoicism, which teaches the development of self-control and fortitude as a means of overcoming destructive emotions. Stoicism, as Holiday explains, is not about suppressing emotions, but about not allowing them to control your actions. It emphasizes the importance of understanding what is within our control and what is not, and focusing our energy only on the former. Stoicism teaches that by accepting what we cannot change and working diligently on what we can turn any obstacle into an advantage. Holiday uses examples from historical figures like Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, to illustrate how Stoic principles can be applied to modern life, making it a timeless guide to living wisely and well. Secondly, perception, reality versus interpretation. Ryan Holiday stresses the significance of perception in facing life's challenges. According to him, our obstacles are not determined by the objective reality of a situation, but by how we choose to interpret it. He argues that by altering our perception, we can change a hindrance into an opportunity. The idea is that the obstacle itself has no power over us, except the power we give it through our interpretation. Holiday provides examples of individuals who refuse to see obstacles as stop signs, but rather as signals to find a new way. This section not only underscores the power of positive thinking, but goes deeper, advocating for a transformation in how we fundamentally see the world around us, thus enabling us to make better choices and to take more constructive actions. Thirdly, action, the role of persistence and creativity. Holiday emphasizes that understanding and reinterpreting obstacles is only part of the equation. Action is where the transformation really happens. He illustrates through various stories that taking persistent and creative actions in the face of adversity is what turns obstacles into opportunities. The book outlines strategies for effective action, including breaking tasks into manageable pieces, leveraging unconventional tactics, and staying agile in the approach to problem solving. Holiday champions the idea that persistent effort, guided by wisdom and creativity, can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. This section of the book offers practical advice on how to move forward even when the path seems blocked, highlighting the importance of resilience and innovative thinking in achieving success. Fourthly, the power of will. Ryan Holiday introduces the concept of will as an inner power that helps us endure and navigate through life's toughest moments. Unlike brute force, will is about finding the inner resolve to continue despite adversity. It's the ability to maintain one's course in the face of challenges, not through stubbornness, but through a deep understanding of one's values and goals. The book discusses how cultivating willpower can help us remain unshaken by the trials we face, enabling us to turn obstacles into fuel for our journey. Holiday shares stories of individuals who have demonstrated extraordinary will in the face of extreme challenges, offering readers a blueprint for developing their own reservoir of resilience. Lastly, turning trials into triumph. In this final section, Ryan Holiday brings together the themes of perception, action, and will to show how, collectively, they empower us to turn trials into triumphs. He makes the case that obstacles are not merely to be overcome but can propel us toward our ultimate objectives, forging character and imparting wisdom in the process. This comprehensive approach to tackling difficulties encourages readers to reassess their hardships, viewing them as catalysts for growth and success. Holiday advocates for a proactive and optimistic engagement with challenges, suggesting that, with the right mindset and tools, every obstacle we encounter can lead us closer to our aspirations. He leaves the reader with a sense of empowerment and a toolkit for transforming life's inevitable obstacles into invaluable assets. In conclusion, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday is an essential read for anyone facing challenges, whether in their personal life, career, or amid a creative pursuit. Holiday successfully makes the case that our reaction to adversity can be a source of strength, not just a hurdle to overcome. This book is particularly beneficial for those seeking to develop resilience, enhance problem-solving skills, and cultivate a mindset geared towards growth and success. Readers will find not only inspiration, but also practical strategies that can be applied in diverse situations. By embracing the principles outlined in this book, individuals can learn to see every obstacle not as an impediment, but as a stepping stone to achieving greater things. It's a powerful reminder that our greatest battles can lead to our most significant triumphs, and that the art of turning trials into triumph is not only possible, but within reach for us all. If you would like to support Ryan Holiday, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.